This recording, Australia 13, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in the North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come, ah, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was as strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, and then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I lived in Sydney till I was married in 49. It's about 200 odd miles from Sydney, and we lived on a property about 25 miles out of Scone. Well, it started off quite large, but it ended up very small because of conditions. And originally the property was 18,000 acres, but then we ended up with about 2,500 acres in that area. My son used to have a very nice speaking voice, but I feel with the work he's been doing over the years that he's rather lost it because he keeps on forgetting his G's. And, it just doesn't sound right to me, but still, he doesn't seem to mind. A friend of mine had a French cousin out from France. And when he came to Sydney, he went to an English-speaking school to learn as much English as he could. But when he came up, he used this word, "I wanna be something." And Jeanette said to him, "What's that word you're saying?" And he said, "Wanna be." He said, "We were taught that at the school in Sydney," which we thought was rather a hoot. How would he ever learn to speak correct English?